Welcome to the weekly Fantasy Lounge podcast. It's the last big weekend of fantasy baseball, and as you try to make your final push and steal a championship, we will update you on the biggest news stories. We also have a special guest over the phone to talk about the baseball playoffs and all the makers and shakers there. Then we'll follow that up with all the football news.
We start off with Manny Ramirez, who has missed a boatload of games in the last month. What's his status?
Well, he's expected to return tonight. He's only played one game in the last 20 days. That was a pinch hit at bat that he walked in. So he, I don't know what you can expect from him, but he might have been dropped in some leagues because a lot of people just got fed up with him, I think. So you might be able to pick him up for this last weekend if you're lucky.
Yeah, he should actually, with him being in the lineup, he's facing against the Baltimore Orioles, and well, we know how bad their pitching staff is, so he could possibly put up pretty decent numbers this coming week, or the next 3 days or so. So if he's available, pick him up, but if he's not, put him in your lineup. So
yeah, I'm sure he's available in a lot of leagues because a lot of people got fed up just over the last 20 days. He just didn't play at all. So I think a lot of people probably dropped him.
Yeah, probably 90-95% of people in leagues probably dropped him. They're just getting impatient with him. So,
but with the playoffs all but over, we start to look toward the next year's draft. News out of Minnesota is that Francisco Liriano will not need Tommy John surgery. How will this affect his value next year?
Well, it's good news for his value because, you know, we know the Tommy John surgery. We know the story on that. That's 10 to 12 months, and that means he wouldn't miss the whole year a lot next year. So his value in keeper leagues just goes up a lot. If you have him in a keeper league, you should definitely keep him. But the real question here is, can he last the whole year as a starter? That's the major thing here. And if not, he could close. So, I don't know. I mean, it's his value, it goes up with not him having Tommy John surgery. But the real question is, can he last a starter the rest of his career?
Well, it's
was injury so far at such a young age.
It's obvious that his value's up more now than it was when there was threats of his surgery, but chances are, this guy is going to, I mean, there's a pretty good chance he's going to be in the bullpen next year. So that's going to really weigh pretty heavily on where he's going to go next year. If he's a starter, I see people still taking him probably too early. He's probably going to go in that top tier of pitchers, which he probably shouldn't quite yet go. I think, after 1 year, and it was injury prone, I think that's a little too high to put him. He could be up there by the end of next year if he stays healthy and pitches the way he did. But if he's a closer, he's probably going to be a top closer, though, because you have to think he's going to be able to stay healthy through a season closing.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of, a Mark Pryor situation a couple years back where even I, in a league, took him, the second, third round?
Yes.
I was so high on him. But, the real interesting thing here is, do the Twins trade Joe Nathan during the offseason and maybe move Liriano in the closer position early next year?
I think it's really possible.
It's possible, but they might want to wait and see if he, can last as a starter and then maybe trade Nathan at the deadline. We'll see, though. One big boost he may have gained was closer Mariano Rivera. He has missed 3 weeks because of an elbow injury. What's the latest here?
Well, he's been throwing a few innings here and there. He hasn't been closing. The Yankees probably will use... I mean, the Yankees have nothing to play for, so they'll probably use him over the weekend sparingly, and I doubt he's going to get you a save. Don't rely on him real heavy, but, it's nice for the Yankees to see him back.
Yeah. He'll probably either pitch tonight or Saturday night just to get in a game or two before the playoffs start on Tuesday, so...
And it probably won't be in a closer situation.
Right, yeah, they'll probably use Farnsworth or Dotel or someone else like that to get the save, but... I mean, the story here with him is he's thrown a ton of innings over the last 6 or 7 years. I mean, in 6 of his past 7 years, he's thrown 7 innings or more. So that's a lot for a closer. I mean, that's every other day, basically. So he just needs rest coming down the stretch here and into the playoffs because we know Torrey wants to use him at least in some games, 2 innings, if not more, because of, Tom Gordon's not there to be the main setup man anymore. So you could see Mo even pitch a couple more 2-inning outings this year in the playoffs.
A top-round pick from this year may be dropped significantly next year. Carl Crawford has been bothered by tendonitis in his left wrist all year. Is he going to need surgery?
Well, right now it looks like he's just going to go with rest during the off season, so he probably won't need surgery. You know, like you said, this injury has been bothering him ever since spring training, basically.
Yeah, it's been pretty disappointing for people like me that took him late first round. The steals are there, but the average is below. I mean, the home runs.
He's still hitting .304, and he's got 20 home runs. So.
Yeah, but the home runs, I don't remember who it was. One of the scouts was saying that Crawford is the next Kirby Puckett. He's quick, but he hits for power, and he'll eventually end up in the middle of the lineup.
Well, yeah,
and he's not hitting leadoff because he doesn't get on base. So the power numbers aren't surprising to me.
Yeah,
but
his on base percentage isn't great. It's
33.47. And
so
he was
that's
in the
nothing special. So.
He was in the 250s at the beginning of the year. So
I think it was May. It might have been May, early May, where he was hitting in the 250s or mid May.
If he gets healthy, I think he's still a first round pick because the stolen bases are just so valuable and to get a guy that has power with that. And he'll hit for a solid average.
And his value can even...
As long as he's healthy.
His value can increase even more if he gets traded to a top-notch team.
Yeah, he could
be. Could very well happen.
This is a guy that, if he played for the Yankees, he'd probably lead the league in runs.
Yeah.
I mean, the way he gets on base... Or the way he gets... Well, not gets on base, but when he gets on base, the way he just can move over so quickly and easily to second base and be in scoring position for the next guy. I mean, if he's still with the Devil Rays,
I highly doubt that. I mean,
I don't know. If he's not with the Devil Rays, he's definitely going to have a lot of value.
I think it's still going to be an American League team. I think the team that's wanted him ever since, he's gotten in the major leagues is the Angels. So, which is interesting. They're looking at him hard during the trade deadline. So, we'll see on this situation. Now we have a special guest joining us, Luke Howard, known as Big Luke at the Lounge. How's it going, Luke?
Pretty well. How's it going there, Kev?
I'm hanging in there.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, well, Luke, let's start off in the most heated race, the NL Wild Card. How do you think it's going to shape up?
Well, actually, I'm thinking the Dodgers. I really like the Dodgers. You know, they're playing Colorado, and they played Colorado, and they just scored 19 runs. If you have that kind of offense, aren't they coming up? Are they playing Arizona this week?
What's that? I'm sorry.
I think they're playing Arizona this week, right? Or is it
San Diego? Right. Yeah, San Diego's playing Arizona. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got San Diego's playing Arizona. I know you love those guys, but I don't think that the Dodgers can catch up to them with San Diego playing Arizona. And I like the Dodgers. I don't like the with their schedule.
You know, I've liked the Dodgers for a while now, and I even, made a little bold pick saying that I think the Dodgers can go to the World Series. It's their pitching staff that does it for me, but, Brad Penny got hurt yesterday, which kind of hurts it. I mean, it won't affect where they finish up the year, but, as far as the rest of the playoffs are concerned, I agree with you. I think the Dodgers win. What about you, Kevin?
Yeah, I like them in the wild card. Now, I've seen that you predicted them to go to the World Series, which is...
The Mets are beatable.
Well, yeah, with Pedro going down now, sure they are. But I really like the Astros sneaking in there at the end with Clemens and Pettit and Oswalt. And, they're starting to hit now. So I really like the Astros barely sneaking in there. Okay, what about the AL wildcard and the AL Central situation?
Well, the AL wildcard... Obviously, I think that's going to be much to Minnesota's chagrin. They really would like to get that AL wild card, but I think that Detroit is just going to, by default, end up in the wild card. Terry Ryan and Kyle Pohlad, Kyle Pohlad has publicly said it, and Terry Ryan has kind of hinted at it. They want to play the Yankees in a 5-game series. They don't want to play them in a 7-game series, and they've had a lot of call-ups. And serve him in the lineup. They don't want, and they're putting him in there, and then these guys hit, 3 for 3 and have productive nights as soon as they stick him in there, and they're winning. So as much as the Twins would like to play the Yankees in a 5-game series, I think they're going to win the Central, and I think the Detroit's going to come in and win the AL Wild Card, or get the AL Wild Card.
Yeah, I don't know. Call me, I don't know. It's just that... I guess I've kind of been pulling for the Tigers. I think a lot of people have been, and I see them hanging on to that lead. They've got the. I'm not to say that the Twins don't, but the Tigers has got the manager to do it. If there's any manager in the league that you would want in this situation, I think it's got to be Leland. I mean, the way he's just shaped that team, that's why I think the Tigers are going to hang on to the Central, and the Twins take the wild card. But either way, I think either team can beat the Yankees. I think that by far the Yankees are not that team that are just going to bowl everybody over in the playoffs. I know Kevin disagrees, but I don't think they are unstoppable by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, what happened to the AL East with all the bullpens? Nobody seems to have a bullpen in that division.
That's right, and I mean Toronto's even leapfrogged Boston in the last few days. So, I mean,
yeah,
that went from a division that was supposed to be where the Central is now, and it's, you know, that's gone in the drain, and now it's the Central that's the division that's going to turn out the wild card. And, you know, the White Sox, a little bit surprising, were out of it, basically, a week ago.
And even we were expecting a big season from Cleveland, too, and they've just haven't been good all year, so there's been a lot of surprises in the AL, I think, this year, and especially with Toronto. I thought Toronto was going to be right there at the end with the Yankees, as well as Boston, so...
I think Toronto has a good chance next year. And
yeah, well, they just got to get key guys healthy. Like, I mean, Burnett has to stay healthy for over the course of the whole year, which we haven't seen yet. And then Halliday needs to, you know, continue what he's doing. And they should be right there going into next year, so.
Well, who do you think's going back to that NL Central and NL Wild Card, who do you think is going to win the Central, Luke?
Well, you know, that is very interesting. I think the Cardinals will end up winning it, but I think it's going to come down to that extra game that the Cardinals have to make up with the San Francisco Giants on that Monday. Because right now, the Cardinals have 161 games on their schedule, and if the race is within a half game, they will have to play that extra game to decide the pennant. And to decide who goes to the playoffs in that division. Houston, then, if they were to tie, Houston would then have to come and play a playoff game, because it would be deciding who goes in and who goes out. It'd be a playoff game. And then if they end up in a tie at a playoff, I don't know. I really like Albert Bullock. But, you know, they have Roger Clemens, so I'm really in the air. But I lean towards the Cardinals, even though they're falling.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you, and this happens every year. The Astros come around at the end of the year, and they look like the 1927 Yankees by the end of the year. I swear, every year they do this, and you know, it's like, it's almost like luck. When is it gonna end? When is it gonna end? So I'm picking the Cardinals too, just because, you know. They do have Albert Pujols, and sure, they're not the most impressive lineup, and I think it's probably the weakest division. It's the weakest division winner, probably in all of baseball, except maybe the Athletics. I do think the Cardinals are going to hang on, and I don't see the only thing the Astros really have going for them real well is they got Clemens tonight, and Carpenter doesn't pitch again this year in the regular season.
Would he go Monday?
He would. I would think he'd go Monday. Right. I mean, he. Yeah, that would. I think that's his fifth day anyway, or right. His sixth. I mean, that would right. be after 5 days off. But right. I'm saying, if the season were to end with, you know, as it's planned out right now, without that extra game, I think the Cardinals will take it. If you know, I mean, Houston, there's no doubt about it. They have a good chance, but I just see the Cardinals doing it.
Well. You guys already know that I like Houston. I like Houston because, you know, in recent years, we know Lance Berkman's been their best offensive player, and they've had other guys that have stepped in and contributed and played well. I mean, what's his name? Jason Lane has just been on fire ever since he came up to the majors, and Aubrey Huff has been hitting, and Biggio and all the gang. So, and then they got the great pitching staff, and then at the end, Lidge has really bounced back nicely here in the second half, so... And to go with Qualls and other guys in that bullpen. So that's why I like the Astros barely beating the Cardinals at the end here, who, you know, are performing the biggest choke job in possibly professional sports history here. So.
No, definitely. To lose 7 games in a week.
Yeah.
That never happened.
Yeah, and at this time of the year, I mean, if they were the Yankees and had a, you know, umpteen game lead, it wouldn't really matter. But you know, they didn't. So. It's a shame because you say, well, what if the Astros had won, you know, 3 more games over the course of the year, and we'd be talking about them being a World Series contender, and now we're talking about them maybe making the playoffs.
Yeah, what if Pettit would have pitched better at the beginning of the year? I mean,
there's a lot of what ifs. What if Brad Lidge would have bounced back at the beginning of the year? So there's a lot of questions, but you know, I don't know.
All right, well, let's finish it up with the World Series pick. Who do you got, Luke?
Oh, you know, I got, after watching Brad Radke last night pitch with a torn labrum and pitch 5 innings and 58 pitches, I have to go. I mean, you got Boop Bonzer, who's got a 2.2 ERA in the last four or five starts. And, you know, he's 4-0. Then you got Garza, who's been just off the map. You know, watch out for these guys next year. But this year, they have the best batting average in the American League. They just can't seem to hit very many home runs. We'll see if they can get timely hits in the playoffs. I gotta go with the Twins.
Who's your NL representative, though?
NL representative? Oh, put me on the spot there. But I really like the Mets. I do. The El Duque coming out has a phenomenal ERA in the playoffs. You know, everybody's flipping out because Pedro Martinez is not pitching, but Al Duque has been Pedro Martinez-esque in the playoffs every time he's been there.
That's true. Plus,
and I think that, you know, him and Tom Glavin can pull them through because the NL is extremely weak.
That's true. I you know, to go along with that NL thing, you know, it's going to be about Pedro. Is this Pedro thing too much for the Mets? I don't know. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. If the Dodgers make the playoffs, I think they have a good chance to go to the World Series. And that's if Brad Penny doesn't, I mean, if he doesn't miss a lot of time. I don't know exactly how bad this injury is, but they're not going to wow you. They've got the staff. They've got Maddox and Penny there, two leaders, two veteran leaders that can. All you really need in the playoffs.
Derek Lowe too.
Well, okay, but I'm not. Derek Lowe is not. You know, the way Maddox has pitched since he came to the Dodgers.
I think Derek Lowe is the number one starter on that team.
Well, either way, those they're all good pitchers, and that's. I mean, two pitchers. You have a good chance in the playoffs. Three, you have a great chance. And I think the Dodgers have a good chance. I'm not impressed by the other NL teams. For the AL, it's a tough one. The Yankees are the sexy pick, obviously. You know, everybody's going to be picking them because... And they do probably have the most... They probably have the most talent in the American League. They're the only team that's actually run away with their division.
That you meant that.
Well, it's the truth.
Okay.
But I like the Tigers, and I know that doesn't. I know you don't, Luke. I mean, I know that's hard for you to hear, but I do. I really like the Tigers. I think if they can hold it together, as long as they don't tire out, I think they have a good chance. But you know, you have to go with either the Yankees or the Tigers for me. I think in the AL.
Well, me personally, I have to of course go with the Yankees in the AL.
Of course,
but. The team that scares me the most in the AL actually would be the Twins because Santana. So, I mean, you can throw Santana 3 out of 5 games, realistically. And, you know, you only have to win 3 games in a 5-game series if they play him in the first round. So, and I'm not too worried about the Tigers. I mean, Kenny Rogers has been terrible the whole second half. And Verlander is a rookie. So, I'm not tremendously concerned with the Tigers. But, you know, Santana has a history in the playoffs and... He's always pitched well, it seems like, against the Yankees in the playoffs, so I'm worried about that against the Twins. But in the NL, I really do like the Astros, and for the reasons I already stated, with their offense coming back. If they make the playoffs, but it's looking like they are right now with that pitching staff and the clutch hitting that they've been getting so far and the good solid bullpen. So Those are my picks right there. Astros and Yankees. I know I've changed over from the Mets, but I think the Pedro injury does hurt him more than people are thinking here. So, Astros and Yankees in the playoffs for me, or in the World Series for me.
Yeah, dude, the thing that just scares me about the Tigers is that they have absolutely no World Series picks.
That's true. That's true.
They all they have is Ivan Rodriguez and Kenny Rogers with experience, and the game goes up a notch when you get in the playoffs. I think you got to take a team with experience. You either take the Yankees or you take the A's have some, and you take the Twins. One, I mean, you got to go in there and. It's either the Yankees or the Twins for me.
But what, I mean, what World Series experience do the Twins have?
They don't have World Series, but they have playoff experience.
Well, it's still not a whole lot. I mean, if you're looking at their best players, a lot of their best players, I mean, like Mauer, haven't even been to the playoffs yet, so.
Well, they got Torrey and Johan, so.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
They have some guys.
I think the Twins can definitely make the World Series. I'm not saying they can't, but I'm just saying, you know, there's questions. I think there's questions for every team, all three of the big teams in the AL.
So we all agree that the A's are very unlikely to make it.
I would agree. Yeah, I would agree.
Out of the four teams, I agree too. So
yeah, they don't have the offense. I don't think.
Yeah.
They have pitching, but they don't have the offense to deal with the Johan Santana or even a Randy Johnson
or a Mike Mussina
or a Ching-Ming Wong.
Oh.
Yeah, Ching Ming Wong. You can't forget about the Chinese guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he can pitch.
Yeah, he can.
All right, well, thanks for joining us, Luke.
And no problem.
And we'll see you out.
Thank you.
We'll see you out there on the forums.
I'll see ya.
See ya, man. All right.
Well, we shift to football where we have some major injury updates. We'll start with the biggest story in sports this week, T.O.
Well, we all know what's going on with T.O. It was just reported on Wednesday that the police report said that he tried to commit suicide. And now the police report that was released yesterday said that it was just an accidental overdose. So, you know, it's kind of hard to, you know, it's hard to believe what you know, what the story is here. But it doesn't look like he's going to play this week. But he could be back 2 weeks after the bye, or where they had a bye like last week, so he could play next week. But you know, like we said last week, Terry Glenn's stock or value goes up a lot, you know, with T.O. being out, because he'll be getting the ball a lot more, and you know, he could be a major stud this week, especially against playing Tennessee, who, you know, we all know is pretty weak defensively.
This is such a bizarre story, and we won't ever know the truth, I don't think. There's so many variables here. If you heard his 911 tape from his publicist, it's almost scary. It's desperation. It's almost like, I mean, you would think, you know, with an overdose, you know, you drive to the hospital, you get treated for it, whatever. But this seemed more than that, and the accounts from the rescue workers that were there, you know. The woman trying to pull the pills out of his hands and him spilling them all over the floor and then asking him if he was trying to harm himself and he says yes, it's very incriminating. But then at the same time, you know, you can say he was delusional, which
right.
I'm sure
yeah,
he was.
Yeah, he even said that in the press conference.
Well, yeah, and
he was,
but
he wasn't
then again,
totally coherent.
His press conference contradicts himself because he guarantees that he says, no, I did not get my stomach pumped. But then he's saying, well, I don't remember what the doctors were telling me. I don't remember what the cops were telling me. So, I mean, is this T.O. being T.O. and this a big publicity stunt, or is this T.O. covering up? I mean, I think it's possible because the police have changed their report, but the police don't usually put a suicide attempt in their report in the first place if they're not pretty sure about it. It's bizarre. It's odd. I mean, either way, we all hope that T.O. gets better. You can say what you want about T.O. and he's. He is T.O. He does his, you know, he T.O. is T.O. But
he's probably one of the most exciting players in football. I mean, no one can deny that.
Yeah, and you never want to see anybody, you know, go
right.
through this. I mean, and his friends saying he was distressed and depressed, that's another sign. It's awfully incriminating for me.
Well, the problem with that, the one thing I don't understand is, if he was suicidal, why would you release him on the same day he gets out of the hospital? It doesn't make sense. Shouldn't he be on some type of watch or something like that? I mean, they didn't even let him drove home after coming back from the hospital. So,
well, that's odd too. I mean, this is what I mean.
This is just a bunch of odd instances here in this whole situation. I mean, the whole story is really bizarre, and
we'll never know the truth.
Right. Guess what, guys? The Madden curse strikes again. Sean Alexander has a broken foot and has been going back and forth between playing and not playing. What's the latest?
Well, he's not going to play. He told the media today that unless this was the Super Bowl, he didn't think Mike Holmgren was even going to have a chance to let him play. So he's probably going to be back in 2 weeks because the Seahawks have a bye after this week. I think it was crazy when those reports came out that he was going to play. It's a running back, and he's got a broken foot. Those two just, they don't add up.
Well, I don't really know how the whole situation started with him just saying, oh, maybe I can play this week. Then Holmgren came out and said, oh, he's, you know, it's my decision, and he's probably not going to play this week. It's good for him to get the much-needed rest that, you know, I mean, he's had a heavy load over the past couple years. So I
think, what, 99 straight games?
Yeah, something like that. So, I mean, and, you know, he's a running back, and people have no clue the toll that running backs take over the years. So,
but, I mean, this is a foot. It's not like his... Right. It's not like it takes a toll on his foot.
But, I mean...
The fact is here, you know, it's way too early to speculate. Just, he's not going to play this week, and then he's got to bye the week after that. We'll see how he's looking maybe a week from today or 2 weeks from today, but a lot can happen between now and then. It could get a lot worse than it was.
Right. The original report said 4 weeks, so...
Yeah.
At least 4 weeks, so...
Or this could be a lot... This could be, you know, he could heal it up pretty quick and definitely be back in 2 weeks, so...
The real interesting thing is, what does this do for Matt Hasselbeck's value? I mean...
Oh, you got to think it goes up because he's going to be throwing the ball a lot right. more. But at
his numbers went up. I mean, his numbers went up big time last week. I mean, he had 5 touchdowns against the Giants, but...
But at the same time, yeah, he's going to be throwing all the time, right. And defenses are going to know that.
Yeah, and the play action doesn't have the same effect with Max Strong back there. I mean, you know, when they did play action last week, Alexander is still a threat back there. I mean, you know, he might not have been 100%, but he's still Sean Alexander, and he's still a huge threat and one of the best running backs in the NFL, so teams have to respect that. So it should be interesting what Hasselbeck does over the next couple of weeks with and his receivers as well, Deion Branch, Daryl Jackson, and Nate Burleson. So, you know, should be an interesting situation next couple of weeks, especially with them playing Chicago on Sunday night.
Well, Trent Green has been out with this pretty scary concussion. Is he going to be back anytime soon?
He's out even. He's out 2 more weeks past this week, so. And it's not looking good for the Chiefs. You know, they're starting. Already started off the season struggling, and Damon Hewitt's their quarterback, so that's not good news for the Chiefs. And
it's good news for LT owners. I mean, yeah, LJ owners.
Okay. Yeah. But you know, back to Hewitt real quick. It appears that Tony Gonzalez has become his favorite wide receiver so far. So Tony Gonzalez's value can go up a little more with Green being out because you know that's Hewitt's number one guy. So and like you said, LJ probably will be getting even more carries than he usually does. You know, you can see him getting 25, 30 carries a game with Hewitt being back there and having little experience. So.
Yeah, Kennison can probably be dropped now.
Right, yeah, I mean, he hasn't done anything so far.
Trent Green said that the October 8th game against the Cardinals is looking unreasonable. So, you know, he says he's going to be out that week, too. I wouldn't even rule out a week after that he seems completely, you know, he's not confident at all about this, so... I wouldn't rule out longer than 2 weeks, even.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was even reported earlier just a couple weeks ago that he could possibly miss the entire season because of a concussion, and you just never know with concussions. They're a funny type of injury, so Just wait a couple weeks out on Trent. The newest Eagle receiver, Dante Stallworth, has been an extremely valuable player this year. He hasn't practiced at all this week, though. But will he play?
He says he's very likely to play, and he said he would be disappointed if he did not on Monday night against the Packers. You know, take it for what it's worth. The Packers are the Packers, and is Andy Reid going to want to start his best receiver when he hasn't practiced all week? Probably. It's not like, you know, I mean, I see him playing because they've got more than just Stallworth out.
Right, and it's interesting now what they're going to do here because he missed last week. He didn't miss last week. Stallworth missed last week because of an injury, not Westbrook. But, you know, it's if I was him, you know, I'd definitely want to get out there against Green Bay. I mean, they're terrible defensively, and, you know, his numbers would be pretty good if he gets out there and go with McNabb's, who had another great week last week, like I said he would. So, I'd start him if it was me. I'd put him on my lineup, and he should be good to go Monday night against, against Green Bay.
In other news, fellow Eagle Brian Westbrook is also hurt. He was listed questionable and didn't practice yesterday. Also in that game, Amon Green was a question mark. He seems probable to play on Monday night. We also have a short fantasy baseball update. Anfield Red is beating Bo Sox 8-8-8, 7-3 in the Keeper League, but he's only up one run, one home run, four RBIs, and .01 whip. So this is going to be a close one.
Yeah. Well, me and you are obviously rooting for Zach to represent the staff here.
Oh, well, I think either guy's... Right. They're both good.
Well, yeah, I mean, either way, either guy's, you know, very capable and great guy that wins, so...
You know,
the next 3 days here.
Yeah, I see Zach trying to go after that little, he calls it the trifecta, where he's going to win the baseball, basketball, and football, so...
Well, he obviously got very lucky at basketball last year. very lucky, indeed, and football, we'll see about football. I know he beat me last week, but that was a fluke, and so we'll should see. And we're in the last 3 days of baseball playoffs here, so a lot of exciting matchups coming down the stretch here.
Well, thanks for listening this week. Special thanks to Luke Howard for joining us. As always, catch us at www.fantasyloungesports.com, and don't forget to send us any mailbag questions to admin@fantasyloungeforums.com. We'll see you next week, and good luck.
Take care.